CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio, Yukon Blonde, with a song that is so damn radio friendly it practically jumps out of the radio and kisses you on the cheek.
it sure did.
That was sure catchy.
That was so charming. Such a charming description.
That was Saturday Night, the brand new Yukon Blonde single. We played that song about a month ago when the lineup was announced for the UBC AMS block party happening here on Friday, and we're only 3 days away.
Woohoo!
Exciting times.
Very exciting. If any of you listeners are stopping by the block party, Wade and I will be tabling for CITR at the event.
Just announced, within the past hour.
Late,
we're very excited about
that. Breaking news. Yes. So you'll be able to come by and say hi, see us in person, tell us how much you love our show, obviously, and, you know, hang out with us a bit.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Give you some CITR stickers, maybe a Discorder magazine. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we'll be giving you the brand new issue. Dun, 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 dun.
Yay.
Yes, the
yes. brand new issue.
Yes. April. It's here. Awesome. And the cover band, a band called Sumac, we're going to be featuring them next week. So yes. For all you Sumac fans, yeah, there you go. A little planting some seeds. As we do in the spring.
Sumac seeds.
Yes.
Speaking of seeds.
Yes, speaking of seeds. If you flip to page 56, there's a great little feature. Nice segue, CJ.
I learned from the best.
There's a nice little feature about the band Weed, who we've had the pleasure of playing back-to-back weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Weed's, they're currently in the midst of an East Coast tour. Hugo Noriega, the volunteer coordinator at CITR, is the bassist in Weed. I had the pleasure of, what were you going to say, Liz?
I was going to ask, didn't you get a chance to see their show right before they took off
on
this tour?
Well, funny you should ask.
Oh, yes. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. I would be I'd be more than happy to.
Wonderful.
So as part of the launch for their brand new album, which was called Running Back, they played at the Anti-Social Skate Shop on Main and 7th, although the only way to really get in is via the back, or at least it was on last Wednesday night. They played with Dink Trinkets and the Courtneys. Courtney's no stranger to CITR. Weed took the stage around 9:30 or so. I got there just between the Courtneys and Weed, and it was a madhouse in the alleyway behind the Anti-Social Skate Shop. And then you walked in, and everybody kept... I bumped into a few CITR folks. I bumped into Jane and Shay and Josh and a few other CITR peeps, and they were like, Wade, I'm just warning you, it's so hot in there. And they were not kidding. Like, literally, as soon as you stepped inside, it went up a good, like, 12 degrees. There was probably a good 300 people packed into a space that normally holds, at max, when the shop is open, 40 or 50. Mm-hmm. We're going to put a picture up on our Facebook page. This place was literally packed to the tits. It was. Luckily, I was able to stand up on some kind of block, so I didn't have to be in the like 40 degree heat. I was kind of hovering above it around 30 degree heat and had a nice little perch to see the show. But great show, great energy, and really cool. For $5, they put on this awesome show for all their fans. Beer's only $3. Everybody's having a great time, although everybody had to get out of there as soon as possible because it was just so damn hot. But a great way to kick off the month, great way for Weed to kick off their spring tour. And then they took off to New York City the next day, and currently they are somewhere in the New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia area. We'll find it exactly for you in a moment. But in the meantime, we have played Weed a lot the last couple weeks, and we're definitely going to talk more about this feature later in the month. But let's give some airtime to another band that played that night. They opened for Weed, no strangers to CITR. Oh, and they're getting a bit early start here. Let's kick that back a notch, and we're going to play. This is the Courtneys with Mars Attacks. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Find yourself alone and in a room. In the dark is where you will be soon. Oh, they say for you to go into the light. You won't go alone without a fight. They'll be there waiting. And to so hate it.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Wanda's Victoria musician, Derek Jansen. This Saturday, April 11th, with openers Chastity Belt and Vex, Wand plays the Cobalt. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9. Advance tickets are available for $10 from Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and online. Brought to you by Tambor Concerts and CITR.
Hey, this is Harry from the Cat Empire. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Enjoy yourself.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. There you go. That was we're actually going to play some Cat. We tickled and teased your fancy there a little bit. That was Harry Angus backstage Saturday night after the Cat Empire show. Cat Empire and Crenswell played back-to-back sold-out nights at the Commodore. Very proud of these guys. I remember seeing them back in Melbourne, Australia, back in 2003, 2004, when they were just starting out. They were playing a bunch of free shows in front of like 50 or 100 people. And here they are, a decade later, killing it on the international scene. Again, super proud of these guys. And what's really ironic, too, is, as I said, I got a chance to chat with Harry backstage. He was saying that he felt old. They've been doing this thing since they were like 18, 19 years old. He's now 32 years old. And I said, yeah, really? Because you seem so youthful up there. And he just said, you know, the crowd looks very different when you're on stage at 18 versus age 32. Regardless, they put on an amazing show, tons of energy. You'd never know that he felt old. He would maybe just, I mean, he just, that was his way of expressing that he felt a lot more wise. But in the meantime, they seemed younger than ever, which seems like a fitting way to introduce this next track. This is the Cat Empire, who killed it on Saturday night here in Vancouver with the track Still Young from their latest album, Steal the Light. Still Young, Cat Empire, Discorder Radio. Oh yeah, turn it up, get your dancing shoes on, because this one kicks a little bootay. Enjoy. Yeah.
First I saw you standing there, eyes so wide beneath your head, coat worn blacker than the sun, shook your head like Strummer Strum. Stood like soldiers in a land, heard the bells of midnight chime. We turned grey walls to fields of green. The only fate that we could stream was while you're still young. Find your heart and find your song. Now where have you gone? No matter where you're going and no matter where you've been, you never needed anybody else's call now. I never met a one like you, never met a one like you, never met a one like you. Don't bring me down. There's a dream that haunts my nights, wild black horses out in flight, a kind of free I've never been, a kind of beast I've never seen. Why do all things end in pain? I call the ghosts and ask their names. Is that love you're running from? If you leave, then I will come. And while you're still young, find your heart and find your song. Now where have you gone? No matter where you're going and no matter where you've been, you never needed anybody else's call now. I never met a one.
Hey, this is Scott Stanton.
And it's Dave Lang from Currentswell. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Baby, baby.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Kayla the Cat Killer by The Pretties. And part of that was The Cat Empire. Huh. I didn't even catch that cat double shot there.
I thought that was your intentional segue.
Wow. You guys, you just out-segued me, CJ.
Wow. Segued.
I was too busy dancing to Cat Empire Still Young in the background here.
Must have been a fantastic show.
It was unreal. It was incredible. I've seen them 8 times. Three times in Australia, 3 times in Canada. First time at the Commodore. And actually, I was just telling these two off here, I'll share with the Discorder audience, that they're really into like the lovey-dovey crowd situation. So they were getting people in the crowd to like initiate these group hugs. At one point, he's like, get to know your neighbors, make some new friends, put your arms around each other. And then he's like, now make some circles. And like they were literally getting, they probably had, I don't know, dozens of these little mini group circles of 10, 15, 20 people. It was kind of chaos. I had to direct traffic in our circle because it wanted to go either which way. So I got in the middle and was directing people to go counterclockwise. But good times at the Commodore. And the Currentswell did a great job opening. And they put on an amazing show, but the Cat Empire was such a dancey, huggy, lovey, sweaty, good time that that's all people could talk about after the show was done. Yeah. Okay. Now, moving on. I've been ogling over the Cat Empire for 2 weeks now, so we can move on. There's so much happening in music this weekend. Big weekend. I think biggest weekend of 2015, I think, music-wise in Vancouver.
I think so far we can definitely say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being the most of the year, but definitely, yeah. I think we mentioned last week that there is a show on Friday at the Railway Club that has 8 different bands playing, but there's also a show on Friday night at the Astoria that has 10 bands. It is the 10-band Rager.
Wow. And that's on top of the 4 or 5 bands that are playing here at UBC as part of the block party.
Yes. And I'm sure there are a bunch of other just like one band shows playing around town. Like, right. There are a lot of bands on Friday.
That's true.
Holy cow. But
that's at least 20 that we are sort of somewhat covering between friends and other Discorder peeps going to be at. We know there's definitely 3 big shows that the community will be attending.
The community, so to speak. Yes. Yes. So, all you listeners out there, you should be part of one of those 3 shows, if not all 3.
Yes.
Really admire it if you could do that. So this 10-band Rager, like we said, it's this Friday night at the Astoria, hosted by Art Signified. And it is going to be headlined by The Pretties, who we just gave you a little sampling of. Also, there's going to be Cult Babies, Eric Campbell and the Dirt, Mother Upduff, Colby Morgan and the Catastrophes, Scotty P and the Virgins, The Godspot, Soft Haze, Ornament and Crime, and Missionary.
Very cool.
So lots and lots of names.
Yes, and most of the, at least half of those names are no stranger to CITR events.
Mm-hmm.
Cult Babies played the Discorder radio, or sorry, the Discorder magazine, excuse me, rebrand. Last year at the Astoria. Eric Campbell the Dirt has been involved in a couple of CITR shows. Scotty P and the Virgins were part of Shindig.
Mm-hmm. And Scotty P is part of Skinny Kids, who, yes, you know, is a big...
Actually surprised Skinny Kids is not playing as part of one of the 20 or so bands that are playing that night.
Yeah, that's actually quite surprising.
Yeah.
Maybe they just needed some time off.
Maybe. But, I know that there's guys in bands who have literally had to jump from venue to venue. They've had one band playing at the Astoria, and there are another band's playing at the Owl or the Cobalt, and they've like hopped in a cab or something and gone from show to show. So it's not unheard of here in Vancouver when you're trying to maximize a Friday or Saturday night.
Who says it's no fun city, right? Check that out. So many.
So not.
So no fun.
So fun.
So fun. So fun city.
So fun. I like that. Especially this Friday is going to be amazing. So why don't we give a sample of some of the bands that are playing as part of the 10-band Rager. We're going to talk a little bit more about the UBC show as well as the Railway Club show, but for now, let's kick it off with some Cult Babies. Yeah. We're on a roll. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Yeah. Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 Paste. That was Mother Uffed Up.
Uffed up.
I wonder if it's a play on words.
Oh, it might be, actually. I didn't even think about that.
Ah. We're one-upping each other today. We're one-up-duffing each other today, CJ. they are playing as part of the 10-band Rager this Friday night, along with Cult Babies, who we heard earlier. Mm-hmm. Eric Campbell in the Dirt, Scotty P and the Virgins.
Colby Morgan and the Catastrophes, The Godspot, Soft Haze, Ornament and Crime, and Missionary.
All on one bill at the Astoria Friday night.
It'll be
a nice little post party for those going to the UBC block party, or you could always check out the show at the Railway Club, which we're going to get into a little bit later in today's show. Right now, we want to take a moment to get serious in more ways than one. This is actually came out in I actually didn't know about this until just today with the brand new issue. This is a bit of an in memoriam here to Todd Sirius, a.k.a. Todd Jenkins, lead singer of the politically charged punk band from Vancouver called The Rebel Spell. They've been active since 2002. Their 2011 album, Beautiful Future, my personal favorite album from Rebel Spell, really got a lot of the critics' praise for being politically charged but not overly preachy. The Rebel Spell... the last couple of years, it's been a bit of an interesting story because Todd had moved to Lillooet, and he was living in Lillooet, and the band members lived in Vancouver, so they were always having to kind of travel back and forth to see each other. But he was a very avid climber, and unfortunately, last month in Nevada, he was involved in a climb with some friends, and unfortunately, something happened, and he unfortunately fell to his death at age 41. Todd Jenkins, aka Todd Sirius. Now that's unfortunately the Canadian punk scene has lost one of its most powerful voices. But here's something that's really interesting, really really eerie, is that the Rebel Spell's most recent album, which just came out, was only released 6 months ago, was called The Last Run. And even more ironic is the cover art looks like it has a bit of a skeleton-esque character at the base of a mountain. It's a really eerie, almost ominous premonition. Yeah, so in honor of that, we're going to play some music right now from the Rebel Spell and honoring the life and career of Todd Sirius, a.k.a. Todd Jenkins, and the Rebel Spell. This is The Last Run, the title track of their most recently released album. And you listen to Discord Radio here on CITR 101.9.
Yes, it's
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Rebel Spell with The Last Run. Rest in peace, Todd Sirius. Yeah, moving along. This, as I said, we found that news out in the brand new issue of Discorder magazine. Mm-hmm. The brand new issue coming out just last week. It's now April the 7th, so we're... I guess we're 7 days into the brand new issue.
We certainly are.
Although technically the last show was March 31st, so we didn't want to, you know, get too excited by going on about April when it was still March. But yeah, we've got a brand new editing team. Robert and Alex are the co-editors of Discorder magazine. JC Gibb is now off to new adventures. We wish him best of luck in his new endeavors. It's nice to see Discorder magazine continues to roll along, and not only is there always great features in here, but there's lots of other great band features. But as we scroll through the pages, we find lots of other cool stories and tidbits. Something I was quite interested in was, I knew this was happening anyways, but it's good to see there's a great article about Record Store Day.
Woohoo, yes.
Happening this next Saturday, April 18th. It's always the third Saturday of April. Ben Lye in the house. How you doing, Ben? We get that. Page 23, a nice little story by John Hernandez there. What else we got in the magazine this month, Liz?
We have a really cool feature in Homegrown Labels on Gennaro, which is an all-woman label operating out of Vancouver that was recently started. It's headed by Soledad Munoz. I'm going to mispronounce her name. I apologize. But they've been doing shows at a local group or a local location called the Sunset. I don't remember what it's called. They've been doing these shows called Sounds at Sunset that are kind of featuring local like artists and like sound experimentation. It's a really cool article. You should all give it a read. It sounds like they're doing some really cool stuff with Gennaro.
It's a place called Sunset Terrace.
Sunset Terrace
on Clark Drive.
Thank you, Sunset Terrace. Yeah. So they've been putting on some shows there, and I think the label grew out of those shows and the people they were bringing together to do sort of experimental sonic things that focus on, you know, producing what we would refer to here as FemCon.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Sweet old FemCon. So definitely check that out. What about you, CJ? Are you, is anything catching your fancy here?
Absolutely. I mean, speaking of FemCon, one of the columns that is featured in Discorder magazine is called On the Air, where we talk about hosts here at CITR, radio show hosts. And this month, of course, it's featured a FemConcept.
Ooh.
Yeah, with Eleanor and Erica, who host FemConcept here at CITR, I believe every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. And they're an all-female show playing FemCon with female content. And it seems like it's really, really good.
Nice. And, of course, Eleanor Waring is, she's like always at CITR.
She's
involved in so many facets of the station.
Yeah, she's the outgoing student exec president. And actually, I believe Erica is the incoming vice president for the student exec for next year. Yeah. So they're a political group.
Yes.
I suppose. In CITR politics.
So lots to look at in the brand new issue here. Available all over town here in Vancouver. Discorder magazine, the April 2015 edition. Something else that's in the magazine this month is is a feature on the band Snit. Written by Esme Colborne Snit, their EP called Optimism. or Optimized, I should say, is out right now. And Snit, well, this is something, now they were originally going to be on the bill as the part of the 10-band Rager, is that correct?
No, it's for part of the 8-band, 8 slamming bands at the Railway Club.
Is that segue?
That's what it says, 8 slamming bands on the, yeah, at the Railway Club. They were supposed to be attending, unfortunately will not be. Yes.
Right. So, well, you're lucky you're featured in the magazine this month, Snit. Otherwise, you might have taken away your play slot for dropping the Railway Club show. But no, we're gonna play them right now. Yeah, Snit. Page 46 has an install article by Esme Colburn. The EP is called Optimized. We're gonna play a track right now called Consumption, and we'll follow it up with another band that actually is playing still at the Railway Club this Friday night. In the meantime, this is Snit with Consumption on Discord Radio, CITR.
Zen Mystery Fog, and you are listening to
Discord Radio.
Yeah.
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Pale Horse from Zen Mystery Fog, a band that we're all big fans of here at Discord Radio. They will be playing as part of the 8-band Rager. Oh, no, I'm getting them mixed up.
It says 8 slamming bands.
8 slamming bands.
One rages, one slams.
Nice. You know. Well, actually, apparently 8 slam and 10 rage.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Very good point.
That's at the Railway Club. Happening this Friday night, April 10th, the biggest day in Vancouver music of 2015 thus far. They'll be playing along with Owl Scowl and Did You Die, both of bands we heard last week. Oh, although
No Longer Did You Die.
Right.
Everyone keeps
their presence died off the bill.
They did die. Yeah. We've answered the question.
No, they're still alive, but their livelihood on the bill died, basically.
Yes, yeah. They will be replaced with the Dirty Spells.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a great replacement.
Snit is going to be replaced with Eugenics.
Very cool. Also, Phoenix Thunderbird and Dried Out and War Baby, all of whom are no stranger to CITR. So that should be a great show. That's happening Friday at the Railway Club. Of course, the Saturday show is at the Astoria. There's the block party happening Saturday. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, something else that fun is really happening. This is on Saturday, though, right?
This is on Saturday,
This
yes.
is a very strategic move by the organizers to not have to compete with these three mega shows on Friday. So what exactly is happening on Saturday, Liz?
On Saturday, there is another event at the Astoria. Going to be very busy this weekend. Is B.A. Johnston's new album release. Album entitled Shit Sucks. Also playing there will be Ace Martins, Uptights, Joel Butler, and a DJ set by DJ Tony and Adam.
Very cool.
Yes.
Now, for those not in the know, B.A. Johnston is quite the character. Quite the character. He's almost more of a stand-up comedian than I'd say musician. And I had the pleasure of seeing him in Victoria as part of the NCRA conference they had last June. CJ, you were there too, although you weren't quite as impressed as I was.
Well, you know, some win some, lose some. It's okay.
Okay.
The world still rotates.
I'd heard about him, and then seeing the show, he's this sort of big, sweaty, hairy, chubby guy that like takes his shirt off, jumps into the audience, sweats all over the crowd, pours beer on himself, pours beer on the crowd. It's such a shocking sight, but it's actually quite comedic as long as you weren't in the mood to, you know, be wearing your Sunday best and not get spilled or sweated on.
Yum. Sounds great.
And this is something I wanted to share with you, Liz. Is
oh, no. Yeah. What is it?
So, CJ, you were there for this, too. But where you're going to love where he decided to play his encore. So instead of playing where do most bands play their encore?
On the stage.
Right.
Generally, that's
guess where B.A. Johnston played his encore that night.
There's so many options. In the bathroom?
Yeah, in the girls' bathroom.
Oh, my God. And he's shirtless. Oh,
yeah, I've got a picture from last year. Yeah.
How many of you could fit in there?
There was, I mean, probably 30 people falling in there. There was actually a couple girls in the stall, unsuspecting, and then B.A. Johnston just stormed in.
Oh, my God.
Imagine in the stall, taking care of business, and then suddenly a sweaty B.A. Johnston and 30 people follow you in with his guitar. And that's what happened in Victoria last year.
So who knows what's going to happen on Saturday.
It's going to be crazy. So let's play some B.A. Johnston right now. This is a song. It seems very B.A. Johnston-esque, this title. It's called Couch Potato on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Jogging today, got as much chance of getting in a shark cage. Not gonna shovel the driveway, so much snow, God must have wanted it that way. Couch potato, alright, I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it, made me a chore, this won't tell you where I hit it. Cardio, hell no, really don't wanna break a sweat, bro. Not gonna go down to the gym, why mess with this perfection? Couch potato, alright, I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it. Made me a Charlotte, won't tell you where I hit it. Not gonna do nothing. nothing today. Took too much Cool Ranch to look this way. And I got no groceries unless you count these Hawk and Cheesies. Cut potato, all right. I'm leading a super sweet life. Cut potato, I'll admit it. Get me a corn chip, I'll double dip it. Cut potato, all right. I'm leading a super sweet life. Cut potato, I'll admit it. Give me a corn chip, I'll double dip it.
All 81 seconds of it. That's B.A. Johnson, Couch Potato. He'll be playing this Saturday along as part of his album release, along with Uptight's Joel Butler, DJ Tony / Adam, and
yeah,
Ace Martins featuring our music coordinator, Sarah Cordingly.
Sarah Cordingly. Hi, Sarah.
Awesome. That should be a great show. At Astoria, the night after the 10-band Rager, the same night as the 8 Slammin' Bands, and the same day as the UBC Block Party. It's going to be a slammin' ragin' awesome day.
Party.
Yeah.
A slammin' ragin' party.
Yeah. This Friday, April 10th, the biggest day in music of 2015 so far.
It's a block of parties.
Nice one. Definitely.
Thank you.
We're on the segue tip today. Welcome to the club, Liz. Nice. Okay, we got to wrap this thing up. Mike is waiting in the wings to bring us Flex Your Head. I think he's got a couple of guests waiting in the wings as well. So that's going to give us the extra heave-ho to move along with this. We tickled and teased the Block Party, but once again, it's a huge event here at UBC. This year it's been moved from what used to be at McInnes Field for a long time. McInnes Field is now a big construction heap. So now it's been moved to the parking lot on Agronomy Road, but it's an amazing lineup. We've got Tokyo Police Club, mm-hmm. all the way from Newmarket, Ontario. We've got Chromeo, all the way from Montreal. We've got Yukon Blonde, who kicked off the show, from Kelowna, who now call Vancouver home. And this band, they won the last band standing here at UBC. So this is the local shout out. Bowen and the Uproar, Morning Mischief. And here they are. This is Discord Radio, Bowen and the Uproar, CITR 101.9. Just another new day, close your eyes. Angel on my shoulder, sadly, heaven slightly colder now. Pondering what you'll be, my own unwritten story. Wish me well, wish you well. Carry me over, drag me out of them. In the morning mischief, seldom hear a sound, seldom hear a sound. When the hint of dawn breaks, I find I make my first mistake of the day.
shelf. Seldom hear a sound. Carry me over. Drag me out of town. In the morning mischief. Seldom hear a sound.
Watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off.